Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the Solon ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573. Welcome, welcome to Slumber Party, everyone. I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for being here on this kind of rainy Tuesday. We are here every Tuesday from 6 to 7. And as usual, we have music. We have a topic coming on later on, so stay tuned for that. But we'll start off with the music. This first one that you're already hearing is called Forever by DJ Planet Express in Vivace, and it is hitting all the neurons in my brain. So
there we go,
right word.
Enjoy.
Thank you. your pleasure. I've got your pleasure. I've got your pleasure. I've got. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and you just listened to, I believe it was Vicinity by Garnier. That was recent single, and the artist is actually from Vancouver, which is nice. And then the one right before that, you heard Reverie. Reverie, the dub mix by Casey Riot. From her album Subterrane, and she is actually from the Vancouver rave scene as well, so double Vancouver representation. And then I think we had one more before that too, so that was Valley de les Armes by Andre Zimmer and René et Gaston. I'm doing a lot of French here. But that they are from Toronto, so lots of Canadian representation.
Nice. Good EDM songs.
Good EDM. Yeah, we have actually all EDM-ish songs today. So anyways.
Yep, perfect for the topic.
Oh, yeah, perfect for the topic. So segue into our topic. This is kind of the day where we're going to do more of a study or more of a discussion on a case study particularly. So we're going to get a little more into ethics this time. There's this one case that I found that is related to Vancouver scene, and it talks about planetary health, the state of our world. We all know about climate change and everything, and how that compares against clinical autonomy. So what surgeons or hospital staff think is best for the patient. So this is kind of a it's an ethical debate. So there's no right answer in this. But we're going to give some points and see what we think on these things and, what the decision should be. This did happen a couple years ago, so this did happen, and a decision was made, but we'll just talk about it as it didn't.
Yeah, it's like an experiment of our thoughts and our morality.
Exactly. So I'll just set the case. So I'll just explain the whole case and read it out. So this is set in Vancouver General Hospital, actually. So this is where this case occurred. So starting from the beginning, some background. Modern surgery is a resource-intensive practice, so generates significant waste and greenhouse gas emissions. Vancouver General Hospital is facing pressure to reduce its environmental footprint, specifically targeting the use of desflurane, an inhaled anesthetic that is a potent greenhouse gas, 2,500 times the global warming potential of carbon dioxide. The hospital's sustainability office has proposed removing desflurane from the hospital entirely and replacing it with greener alternatives, such as sevoflurane or propofol, which is an intravenous anesthetic, and mandating a switch also from single-use disposable instruments to reusable, sterilizable ones whenever possible. They're doing this because environmental advocates within the health system argue that the medical profession has a duty to do no harm and that this extends to the planet. They point to data showing that the clinical differences between desflurane and its greener alternatives are negligible for the vast majority of patients. Continuing to use high emission gases for the sake of surgeon preference, they argue, is an ethical failure that prioritizes minor convenience over urgent climate action that affects population health globally. However, many surgeons resist these mandates, viewing them as infringement on clinical autonomy and patient safety. They argue that desflurane allows for faster patient wake-up times in specific contexts, such as obese patients, and that surgeons must have the freedom to choose the tool they believe is best for the individual patient on the table, regardless of the environmental costs. And so it also talks about the resistance against single-use plastics, as surgeons contend that using the single uses or that using reusable instruments, while they are greener, they can carry a slightly higher risk of infection. And if sterilization protocol fails or may or less be precise than brand new disposable tools. They also say that their primary ethical obligation is to the specific patient's immediate outcome and not a theoretical future generation affected by climate change. So if a green alternative is even 1% less effective or harder to use, they argue it is unethical to impose it on a vulnerable patient. So essentially the problem is that Vancouver General Hospital must decide whether to enforce these green OR mandates, which is the removal of this desflurane anesthetic and the single-use plastics into reusable, or that they should prioritize what the surgeon says and do whatever they think is best. So that's the problem at hand.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your initial thoughts about this, TJSR?
For my initial thoughts, I had basically, there's two different sides to this debate, right? Is how much does it impact the environment and what are the consequences? Because you kind of need to weigh both sides of this coin. So when I was looking at it, it seems like the impact to the environment would be, if we're just talking about VGH, would be somewhat small, but they are easily fixable and can be implemented, you know, on a widespread scale if it does catch on to other hospitals. It won't stop any of this, you know, our planet tipping into a temperature that is way too warm, but it will help, you know, it is kind of why not do it? We should be focusing on the ones who are contributing a lot, you know, the meat industry or, you know, corporations that are producing mass amounts of pollution, but that is much more difficult to change because it's so systemic. But this, it's kind of difficult because we can change things within the system, what this case study is talking about, right? It's changing something within the system. But if we don't, you know, actually make big changes to the whole system that's operating like this, then not a lot will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's also part of the discussion is I think we've talked about this before too a bit. I don't think on the radio, but just what can we do as individuals to make our impact on the environment less? And should we do that?
Yeah.
It's almost slightly comparable in that sense.
I think we have with when we talked about mending before, we talked about, you know, being able to mend clothes and thrift things. But overall, you know, what is our individual impact going to do on the entire state of the planet kind of thing? And yeah, I guess that's what the surgeons also argue for, is that, you know, the healthcare system has such a small part of the entire global carbon pollution emissions. And that there are other sectors that obviously do way much more and have an impact. But then it's should we even ignore these little changes in sectors and just prioritize them of that? But how tangible is that as well? So,
yeah, there's a lot of moving background parts going on within this question. But I guess I also wanted to know, what are the actual consequences to human life if we were to, you know, change? And as you said, there is, you know, a higher chance of infection if the sterilization fails. They're less precise, but overall the differences are negligible for most patients. I think a big issue that the surgeons are bringing up is that their clinical autonomy, so their ability to choose what is best for their patient.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of, it is a philosophical issue too, because it's like, okay, you're choosing what's best for the patient in front of you could be at the expense environmentally of people that you can't see and will probably never treat.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's like,